The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata. Amen. Daf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'adu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehainu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'adu Nishmat Rafael Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehainu B'Gan Eden. Today's daf is being studied for Ashenema.
Shoshana Bat
Yudit.
Shoshana Bat? Oh, Yudit Bat Shoshana.
Yudit Bat Shoshana Vegam. Meir, Miki Ben Jemi, Jamile, Vegam, Dina, Bat, Sara, Ella, Refan, Lehem, for the Nefesh, for the Goof, for the Kurbalabu. Begin your song, Maramem. Begin today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line. Tanur Banan, we're talking more about leaping the year and all different laws surrounding it. En Mal Berin, Tashana, Bishne, Re'avot. You don't make a leap year during a year of famine for the simple reason. Is because we know that on the second day of Pesach, all the wheat that grew during the new year becomes permissible. If you delay Pesach, so now already you cannot eat a lot of the products until a month later. So it's a famine. So you don't want to burden the people that they should have to go another month without being able to eat the new wheat. So therefore, in Shnei Re'avot, the years of famine, they do not make a leap year. Tanya Rabbi Omer. The pasuk says it's a story in the times of Elisha, Hanavi. V'ish ba me'ba'al shelisha. There was a fellow that came from a place called Ba'al Shelisha. V'yavo le'isha Elohim lechem bikurim eslim. And he brought to Elisha lechem bikurim. He brought the first product to Elisha. Lechem se'onim. He brought him the bread of barley. There's no place in Israel that the fruit ripens fastest like Baal Shelisha. And still, the only thing that ripened was what? One species. Maybe you're going to tell me Chitim, which normally ripens later than barley. Tamud Omar, Se'orim. No, he was talking about it. He brought Se'urim to Elisha. Shema Tomar Lifnei HaOmer. Maybe you're going to tell me that this was before the Omer. Tamud Lomar Ten Na'am V'yuchlu. It had to be after the Omer because Elisha said, take from the Se'urim and eat it. You can only eat the Se'urim after the Omer. Achara Omer. Haya. So we have to conclude from this story. Really, that year should have been delayed. Because why was he bringing Se'urim? Already, they should have been bringing Chitim. And why? Obviously, the Chitim did not ripen yet. Because must have been there was a famine this time of Elisha. And what happened? He brought him the Se'urim. So the Gemara says, why didn't Elisha make the leap year? Sheshnat batzore taita. So it must have been because it was a year of famine. Everybody was running to get food from the granaries. Now let's read the Rashi to understand what happened in this story over here. Look at the Rashi. Lechem bikurim, second line. Lechem aviv mashvashak shavayam bebekir. Which means it was after the Omer. Like we're going to see in the Gemara, and now the barley started to ripen. Maybe brought him wheat. That's why it was late, because wheat usually ripens after the barley. He gave him from the bread to eat. Which means really they should have delayed the year because the wheat was not ripened yet. Shegia Nisan, when Nisan came around, Adai no ayah rov aviv. Because it was after the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, the only thing that ripened was the Se'urim. Velo karin and be chodesh aviv. Normally we say what? You have to make Pesach on chodesh aviv. What is chodesh aviv? When the wheat ripens. And we see over here, it was ready after the Omer, and the only thing he gave him was what? Se'urim. Why didn't he give him wheat?
And that must be because the wheat was not ripened yet. So normally when the wheat is not ripened, you push a extra month. But they didn't do that. Why didn't they do that? Because must have been these were years of famine. And since there's years of famine, even though you have a reason to make a leap year, because the wheat was not yet ripened yet, still they did not. If you look at the Pesukim over there, it says clearly there was a famine. Tosafot says, look at the second Tosafot. Why didn't Elisha leap the year? How do you know he didn't leap the year? Maybe he did leap the year. Exactly. If he leaped the year, why did he only bring Elisha barley? If he added an extra 30 days to the year, there would have been more species that it would have been that we are, because you're delayed. He would have brought him wheat, he would have brought him other items.
Maybe there's no wheat.
Oh, so the fact, but if he would have leaped the year, there would have been at least another species, just like you found some barley, you found one barley, you found something else. The fact that he only brought him barley must be that what? That he did not leap the year. Why? Because there was a famine. Comes the Gemara and says. So it could be that the Chodesh Aviv and a sneef. Yeah, one of those sneefim that we learned to. Another reason. Taruna Banan. We have a Braita. Ein Mavrim Tashana Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. A new law. Rabbis want to sit in Elul or in Av, you know, early, and they want to decide already from then. You know what? We're leaping the year. They don't do that. V'im ebruha ena me'ubedet. And if they did it, if they made the Ebur Shana before Rosh Hashanah, doesn't count. But if they're under stress, which means the rabbi is not going to be able to get together again, or let's say the government is putting pressure on them, they're not going to be able to sit because of the enemies. Because she says, Shema lo yeshem beddin mufla, samuk la'adar, or maybe they're not going to get the beddin together, or Shema yavua melech adumi, the Edomite king, the akev al yadan, and he's going to stop them, ma'virim ota umudi'in the gula harosh hashanah. Which means they could leap it before Rosh Hashanah, but they don't tell the people till after Rosh Hashanah. The reason why they don't want to do it before Rosh Hashanah, for the simple reason, because the people are going to forget. By the time the second Adar comes, you're worried that people are going to think that it's really Nisan, and what's going to end up happening? They're going to celebrate Pesach in Adar Sheni, and then when Nisan really comes, they're going to be eating Hametz on Pesach. So you always want to make the leap year close to the Zman, so the people remember. So don't do it before Rosh Hashanah. But if you do it before Rosh Hashanah, because of Dachak and things like that, Ma'avirin ota achar Rosh Hashanah miyad, which means if because of Dachak, you're able to make the Ebur Shana right after Rosh Hashanah. So you can never do it before. But immediately after, in the place of Dachak, it's permissible. V'afal pichin, e ma'avirim eda adar. And another law, you only add adar. You cannot add another month to the year. It's always adar sheni. So comes the Gemara and says, Ini, what do you mean we have a contradiction? They sent a message to Rava. Rava was in the Galut. Zug ba mireket, or mirakat. Rakat is another name for the city of Tiberias. Zug, a pair of rabbis, came from Rakat with Tafsu Nesher, and they caught an eagle. Well, the eagle caught them. Eagle is the Persians. The Parsiim, they're talking in Remez over here. Because there was government and there was all enemies. So they had to give them a signal in the Remez. They said there was a pair of guys came from Reket. And what happened? They got caught by the eagle, the Persians. Ubiadam devarim ana'asa beluz. And in their hands, they were carrying a product that's made in Luz. Well, mind you, what product is made in Luz? Techelet. So they had techelet in their hand for the sisiyot. B'schut ha-rachamim, in the zechut of the mercy, u'b'schutam, and b'schut de Torah, yetzu b'shalom. They got away from the Persians. They didn't harm them. V'amuse yereche nachshon, and they come from the loins of Nachshon. Nachshon is Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav was a leader of Klal Yisrael. Which means, as she says, Nasi Shebe'eris Shashum Zena Nachshon Ben Aminadav. The Nasi came from Yehuda. Nachshon Ben Aminadav was from Yehuda. He was the first of the Nasi'im. So there was, and they're coming from the power of Nachshon, which means they have the approval of the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. Bikshu Lekboa Netziv Echad. they wanted to add another Natsiv to the year. Natsiv is a month. They wanted to add an extra month to the year. Velo hinihan adumi halaz. But the Adumi, the Goyim, did not allow them. They did not want them to convene to make the Ibur Shana. Aval Baal Asufot ne'esafu. But the Talmidei Chachamim, they called Baal Asufot because they collect a lot of the Divrei Torah. They gathered anyway. They kav'u lo nesiv echad, and they established a leap year. Beyerach shemet bo Aharon HaKohen. In the month that Aharon HaKohen died. What's that? That's the month of Av. Oh, so now you see clearly from the story. He gave him a whole story. There was, they came to Rava, and they told him the whole story. There was a pair of rabbis that came, and they tried, and they did it. And they did it in Av. You just told me you don't do it before Rosh Hashanah.
And only
Av. Right. No, so they didn't add Av.
They didn't add Av.
They made it in Av. But they added, no. They did it in the month that Aaron died. They added the second Adar. What are you talking? I thought Av is before Rosh Hashanah. You told me you can't do that. You can calculate it. However, but you can't reveal it until after. So therefore, they sent the messengers after Av. But already the calculation was done in side point. How do you know in the story over there when it says, and they wanted to add a Nitziv, how do you know a Nitziv is a month? Dichtiv. Lishlomo. Shneim asar nesivim al kol Yisrael vechilchelu et amelech veet beto chodesh bashana. So the pasuk says Shlomo Amelech, every month there was somebody else in charge of providing the food and the kalkala for Shlomo and his people. So it says Shneim asar nesivim, and there was 12 administrators for the 12 months. And so therefore Lashon Netziv is Lashon of a month. As she says, Chodesh Bashana Yekol Echad Lechalkel. So therefore Netziv is Lashon of a Chodesh. Because just like he had 12 administrators. When do you see the word Netziv used? He used the word Netziv used in the context of months. Because it was 12 Netzivim, 12 administrators that stood for the 12 months of the year in order to Mechalkel the Bayit of Shlomo. Oh, what do you mean? V'aketiv Netziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. It says you only had one. Here it says he had 12, but other pasuk says he had one. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman had amar echad memune al kudam. He had one administrator, then memune on the other 12. So altogether it was 13. One that was in charge of the 12, that was in charge of supplying the food for every month. V'had amar kedeget chodesh aibur. Chodesh aechad. Tziv echad is referring to the Adar Sheni. So they really had 13, 12 in a regular year, and they added an extra one for Adar Sheni in order to support the king. You don't go from one year to the next year, which means the rabbis understand that in 2 years they need a leap year. You don't make the leap year this year. You don't adjust it until you have to adjust it. You don't adjust it this year because of a calculation that you're making for next year. So
don't we have some calculation?
If the next year you have to make ibur, the year that needs to be leaped, that's the year leap. You never do 3 leap years in a row. Because if you can do 3 leap years in a row, every year, 30 days, Pesach is going to come out in the middle of the summer. So therefore, you don't do 3 years in a row. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva was the expert on making these calculations of leap year. He was imprisoned in the jail by the Romans. What are you talking about? He made 3 in a row before he died. Will you bring me a raya from Rabbi Akiva over there? Bet din sat and they did one at a time. What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's answer? Gemara's question was, it sounds like he did 3 in a row. The last 3 before he died, he said, okay, year 1, year 2, year 3, boom, leap it. Goes against what we just said. So Gemara says, no, he didn't leap 3 in a row. He leaped 3 years, which means year 1, year 6, year 14 already. Which means he calculated already in the future that there's going to be 3 years that are going to need to be Me'ubar for whatever reason. Look at Rashi, the way he explains it. Look at the way that she explains it. Bet din yashbu. No, and that he calculated it. And then bet din announced it later. So bet din yashbu. Ve'kavu kol ahad ve'ahad bezmana. Ve'lo ibru gimel shanim letzufot. They didn't do three years in a row. Ve'lo zu ahar zu ayu. El reshli ve'akiva. Hacham gadol haya. He was a big hacham. Baki be'ibur hashana. He was expert in ibur shana. Ve'u omed lihareg. The Romans were going to kill him. Ubao Beti, we asked for Imos, the Beti went to the prison, the Ainu, Be'ibur Gimel Shanim, Velor Tzufot, not consecutive. Ela Kodahad is Manna, the Amrina, the Player Dahak, Ashuvim Mahajmir. We just learned. In the case of Dahak, you can make the calculations, Giluye, Lomigalina, but you don't reveal it until later on. So that's the first shot. They calculated it, meaning they went through the Hajmon, and they announced it to the people this year, and that year. But there weren't three in a row. Lishna Harina, another version of this story. Ve'lav Gimel Shanim Zu Achar Zu Tanakam Anameh Be'ak Asad Shelo Ya'inu Be'aymul Shoshanim Zu Achar Zu Bishiva Achat Ve'afil La'avira Bezmanam. Oh, according to this version, you're not even allowed to sit and make Ibur of 3 years, even if they're not the Tzufot. Another version. That which you say, the Tzufot, means you can't sit in one meeting and ma'abir, year 1, year 4, year 14. You can't even sit and calculate it to make ibur for 3 non-consecutive years. So what did the Bi'akiva do? V'sham ra'ya, bet inyash v'achareichen b'chol shirat ibur v'ibur v'kavua v'lo samchu al otam minyan el lefi sheir Bi'akiva hakam gadol einu b'shlotam b'yamav. Meaning, all the Bi'akiva is he analyzed it, but they didn't make ibur at all. They went during those years and they reviewed it. Since the Bi'akiva said those years are ra'uy to make ibur, but without making a bur, they didn't make a bur. You cannot make a bur for 3 years. Elawat, later on, there's rabbis came and sat down. Oh, he said year one is ra'ut. So they, when year one came around, the rabbis sat and intercalculated in order to make the bur according to the Bi'akiva. In any event, Gibra Kazuk does another deen. Tanu Rabbanan. In Ma'avrim et Hashana, lo b'shivi'it. Okay, we understand that. You cannot make a bur shana in the Shemitah year because already the people need food. Because the whole year they can't work. So you don't want to delay the Shemitah another month. What's the Motzei Shevi'it? Because the whole year you weren't eating the wheat of the products. So you're waiting for Pesach to come to matir now the new crop. So therefore, Motzei Shevi'it also, if you delay the month, you're going to delay the new crop for another month. Because of the Pesach, the second day of Pesach, you can't eat the wheat that's Hadash. So therefore, not during the Shemitah and not Motza'eh, not during the 8th year. Now the 8th year you planted already, right? So you don't want to delay it in the 8th year. There's no food. You want to get the food on the people's tables quicker. So what's the year that usually they would make the Ibur Shana? Erev Shevi'it. Of course, Erev Shevi'it gives them an extra month to work. The year before Shemitah, they would add an extra month of the year, so they have more time to work. They delayed the Shemitah from coming in. Shel Bet Rabban Gamliel Hayu Ma'avirim B'Motzei Shevi'it. Oh, but in the Bet Din of Rabban Gamliel, they would make Shemitah, they would make Ibur Shana even in the 8th year. Uftukad Ani Taner. What's the machloket? Why rabbis say no? What's the rabbis say yes? The Tanya. En Mivim Yarak Mechutz La'aretz. There's a machloket if you're allowed to import products, vegetables, and wheat and all that stuff from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Rabotenu Hetiru. Oh, so therefore, Rabban Gamliel held import food. So therefore, it's no problem to make a Ibur Shana in Motzei Shevi'it. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to eat? Don't worry, we'll import stuff. The other rabbis say, no, you can't import. Why can't you import? My benayu, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Choshishim Negushehen Ika benayu. We're worried that the clogs of dirt in Chutz La'aretz, the Mekabel Tumah, the rabbis begozer on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz, then it's Mekabel Tumah. So the rabbis are worried if you're going to import vegetables and stuff, it's going to come with the clogs of dirt. And what's going to happen? It's going to be Tameh the Taharot of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, no imports. Not for the product. They're worried about the dirt that comes with it. The Rabban Gamliel said, no, we're not choshesh that the clogs of dirt. We'll be careful. And therefore, based on whether you can import fruit or products to Eretz Yisrael, that's going to depend if you're allowed to make a Ibur Shana in the year of the 8th year. According to the Rabban Gamliel, we're not choshesh the Gushehim. Therefore, you can import. Since you can import, I can make a Ibur Shana during the Motzei Shemini. But she'en ken, kot hachamim, you can import. So if you better not add 30 days, it's going to make a terhah for the people. Taru Rabbanan, Eim Avrim Tashana, Bepene Atum'ah. We do not make the leap year because of a calculation of Tum'ah. What does that mean? Rashi. four lines at the bottom. That tumah. Kegon shayanos nasi chole. Let's say you know that the nasi of Klal Yisrael is sick. Ve'amduhu lamut erev Pesach. Already the doctors, they gave him until erev Pesach. They assume he's not going to make it until erev Pesach. Okay? Or yamim kodem, a couple of days before. Ve'yutimim, what's going to end up happening? All the Jewish people have to go to the funeral of the nasi. What's going to end up happening? They're not going to be able to bring the Pesach betahara. Or shayaru ban temir. Or stam. Rav Klaisa was tameh. Besof adar. Vekalta efer para. There's no more efer para. Till they get the new cow, until they're able to sprinkle everybody, then they can't find the para aduma. Em me'avrin bekach. Ela, what do you do? Ya'asu betumah. The law is that if the majority of the sibur is tameh, they can bring the korban pesach betumah. No, we don't. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You don't wait for Pesach Sheni. You bring the Pesach B'Tum'ah, and you don't make a leap year either. You don't add extra month for Tum'ah. Tum'ah, like we're going to see now. Tum'ah is pushed off, and you can bring the Korban B'Tum'ah. So Tum'ah is not a reason to push off the year. Again, we read the story again inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'avirim. Oh, now we're going to big machlokit over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, why not? Ma'avir mepnei tumah. Klai says it's going to be tameh, or they are tameh. Give him 30 more days. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says, Ma'aseh b'chizkiyah melech Yehuda. There was a story in Chizkiyah melech Yehuda. She'iber et ha'shana mepnei tumah. What did he do? He made a ibur shana, because in his time there was tumah in Klai Yisrael, so he leaped a year. He had an extra 30 days. But he regretted what he did. He asked for forgiveness for what he did. Dechtiv, ki marbi ta'am, rabba me'efraim u'mnashe yisakharu zbulun, lo et teharu. The majority of Klai Yisrael in his time, they were not tahor. Why were they not tahor? Because his father, Ahaz, was Rasha, his father. And he was metameh Klai Yisrael with Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, two lines of the Quran, she'etme'u bimeh Ahaz Abiv, me'avodah Zarah. שלא חששו לתורה. In those days they weren't careful the Torah. והיה חזקיה מחזרה למותר. חזקיה was a בן חסדיק. He brought the people back to תשובה. וידע שלא יספיקו כולם לבוא לבטר עד הפסח. He said, there's no way all these people will be able to become טהור the Pesach. So what did he do? עיבר את השנה. הוא ביקש רחמים על עצמו. בער נשי. שימחול לו העוון. He asked God for forgiveness. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. The Gemara just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to make a leap year.
This is proof.
And then you bring me a proof that Hezkiah did it, and he asked for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You bring me a story that goes against what you just said. That's obviously a question on the statement. But I will analyze it. Anyway, it says he asked for forgiveness. Ki achnu et ha-pesach belo kakatuv. Which means, Rashi says, she'iber et ha-sharam pnei ha-tumah shelo kadat. Meaning they ate the Pesach the wrong way that year. Because really, it sounds like from the story, he shouldn't have leaped a year, they should have eaten it betum'ah, and they shouldn't have done it. So comes the Gemara and says, continue. We know that Hezkiah prayed. What did he pray? God should forgive me. Hashem Atov, the good God, should mechaper for me. He held that he did wrong. That's one version of the story. Rabbi Shimon Omer, אם מפני התומה הברואה מעוברת. No. If the reason why you're making the leap year is because of tumah, no problem. מעוברת. It counts. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says, if tumah is a concern, you do it. What was Hezkiah's problem then? He didn't have to make the shuvah then. According to Rabbi Shimon, Hezkiah was good. There was tumah. He leaped it. What's the problem? So comes the Gemara and says, אלא מפני מה ביקש רחמים על עצמו? What did he ask mercy on himself, Hezkiah? שאין מעבירין אלא אדר. והוא עיבר ניסן בניסן. Oh, different story. Hezkiah, he was right for making the leap year, because there was tumah in Klal Yisrael, but he leaped the wrong month. It was ניסן already, and already he said, you know what, let's make another אדר. The law is, once ניסן comes, there's no making another אדר. You have to make אדר באדר. He made Adar b'Nisan. How can he make such a mistake? But I'll explain. But that's going to be Shimon. The problem was not that he delayed the year. He was allowed to delay the year. The issue was the time that he did it. Gemara will analyze exactly that. Last Shita. רבי שמעון בן יהודה אומר משום רבי שמעון נושיתה מפני שהסית ישראל לעשות פסח שני. לא כזה ראשי, רבי שמעון יהודה אומר לא עברה. He didn't leap the year. And what did he tell the people to do? And I see on the Pesach Sheni, Shelo Kedin. He told the people, okay, no Pesach this year, we'll wait for the makeup date. Pesach Sheni. And he shouldn't have done that. So therefore we have a couple of opinions what he did over here. One opinion say what? He shouldn't have leaped the year at all. Because really you don't have to leap the year for Tum'ah. And that's why he asked Rahamim for himself. And some say, no, he was allowed to leap the year. Because you leap the year for Tum'ah. But what was the issue is, he leaped it at the wrong time. He did it Adar in Nisan. And the third Shita says, no. The problem is, he just told everybody, go do Pesach Sheni. And he shouldn't have done Pesach Sheni. Sounds like he should have done the Pesach in its time. Gemara will analyze this whole statement now. Gemara is going to go back to the whole Shita. Amar Mor. Here we go. What is it, Amar Mor? We had a statement, and now we're going back to it, and we're going to analyze the whole statement. That's what you have when you have Amar Mor. Amar Mor, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'avirin. Okay, let's analyze Rabbi Yehuda first. What did he say? Ma'avirin mipene hatum'ah. Sounds like what? Klai Yisrael is bitum'ah. You need 30 more days to give them a chance for the Parah Adumah, to purify themselves. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Push it off. Now, before we go further, I need to explain to you, there are two shitot in Shas, how to look at bringing a Korban betum'ah. There is a concept that if Rov Klai says betum'ah, they're allowed to bring a Korban betum'ah. Achamim learned this from Pesukim, that if one or two of Klai says betum'ah, they can't bring it. Those guys have to wait till Pesach Sheni. But if the majority of Klai Yisrael at that time when Pesach comes is betum'ah, we say, you know what? Let them bring it betum'ah. There's two ways of understanding it. One way is tum'ah hutra besibur. Hutra. What does hutra mean? Hutar. No problem. Do it. Do it. Bring the korban betum'ah. There's another shita that says, no. It's not that simple. Tum'ah hutra besibur. Tum'ah dechuya besibur. Dehuya means we could push away the inyan and dehuya like bedohak. You have the dog, you have no choice. You bring in a betuma, it counts. What's the difference? Either way, says you can bring a betuma. The difference is if you hold dehuya, you have to adjust it first. If you have a way to adjust it, not to bring it betuma, you have to try all options. So therefore, if you hold tum'a dehuya besibur, so then really, Hezkiyah should have added 30 days. Because, or you add 30 days. You make an adjustment, because if you have no choice, fine. But if you hold tum'a hutra besibur, hutra, you know, tum'a, I don't got to worry about it. Now let's go back to the story of the Bihuda. What did the Bihuda say? The Bihuda said, go back to the Gemara, Amar Mor, Bihuda mir ma'avirin. What is ma'avirin? What would that tell you he holds? Ma'avirin, that you have to add the 30 days. Alma itne l'Rabbi Yehuda tum'a dehuyahi besibur. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that you have tum'a, you have to add 30 days, meaning ma'avirin, why not? Why don't you just bring up a tum'a? Because he must not hold tum'a hutra besibur. He must hold tum'a dehuyah. Meaning, sh'adad da'ak, you can do it. But you don't do it like the chabta'ilad if we have to make all the adjustments that you can. Gemara says, oh yeah, he holds tum'ah dehuya. I have a story not like that. Deha tanya. Now, before we go further, whenever a korban is brought betum'ah, any part of the korban is brought betum'ah, you need kapara. Where is the kapara for korbanot that are brought betum'ah? With which part of the Beit HaMikdash or the Bigdei Kehuna is mechaper on korbanot sheba betum'ah? The seats, that's the headband that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead. Hadush, the Bigdei Kehuna were mechaper on Avonot. Like we learned, the Mi'il was mechaper on Lashon Hara, and the Mitznefet was mechaper on Gavut, on Ga'ava. The seats was mechaper on Tum'ah, Korban Sheba B'Tum'ah. So the Gemara explains now. Batanya, seats, then she yeshno al mitzho, בין שאינו על מצחו מרצה דברי רבי שמעון. Rabbi Shimon says, unbelievable. The seats, just the mere fact that it's around, is mechaper for this avon. Even if the king wasn't wearing it at the time, the seats is in his drawer. There's the seats in the world, the seats is mechaper. Ben when it's on his head, ben when it's not. If the korban that was brought betum'ah was brought at the time the king was wearing the seats around his head, it's meratzeh. In odo al mitzcho, in o meratzeh. But if it's not on his head, doesn't that? It's stop. A guy was bringing a korban, right? If the kohen was wearing the seats when he brought it betum'ah, he gets kapara, and it's accepted, and we accept it. He wasn't wearing the seats. Sorry. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar le Rabbi Shimon, kohen gadol biyom kippurim yochiyah. Said Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, I prove to you that even if the kohen is not wearing the seats, it's mechaper betum'ah. How do I know? She'enu al mitzcho umeratze. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he goes to the Kodesh Kodashim, he does not wear the seats. Because the seats was made out of gold. And we know the Kohen did not wear the big day, Zahab, in the Kodesh Kodashim on Kippur. And still the law is that if the Korban was brought betum'ah, it's accepted. So what do you see? Ben she'alav, ben she'enu alav. He brought a good question to him. He says, see, Kippur is my proof. The Buddha answers, Abba Lord Rabbi Yehuda, anach le Yom Kippurim. What do you bring me to Yom Kippurim? Shetum'ah utra b'sibur. He told him the whole Yom Kippur is for the Sibur. The whole Yom Kippur over there is every Korban is Korban Sibur. The majority of Korban Sibur. You know why on Kippur? Because Tum'ah utra b'sibur on Yom Kippur. Meaning it's muta, you don't need the seats. It's Tum'ah utra. So what do you see over here? That Rabbi Yehuda must hold Hutra. So again, we have a question. You just told me to be Yehuda. If the Klai Yisrael is tamei by Pesach, what should you do? 30 days. Must be holds Tum'ah Dechuya. But what do you mean? In this conversation he had, he said, what are you talking about? You don't need the seeds. Kippur, Tum'ah Hutra v'Sibur. It's Mutah Lechatayla. So make up your mind. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold Dechuya or Hutra? So comes the Gemara and says, Al-Malash, she says, Heter Gamuru. It's Heter Gamuru. You don't need the seats on Yom Kippur. It's Mutar. So Gemara says, wait. Nice question. V'leta'amech, according to your reasoning, tikshilach higufa. Ask a question on the Braita itself. Before you start asking the Biyuda on himself, Utra, Tuma, the Braita makes no sense. Why? The Biyuda omer ma'avirim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you doing this? Tum'ah, leap to you. Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yehuda brings a story against him. Ma'aseh be'azkiyah melech Yehuda, she'ibir et ha'shana m'pnei ha'tum'ah, u'bikesh rachamim al atzmo. What are you talking? If you're supposed to make a leap year, Rabbi Yehuda, so why did Hezkiyah make teshuvah for leaping the year? Is before you ask me on hutra, dehuya, the bright itself makes no sense. Rabbi Yehuda says a shita, brings a story from Hezkiah Melech, that's the opposite of his shita. Ela, you know, we have to do in that braita, asure mechsera, v'achi ketani. You have to doctor it up. You have to, it's missing words. Missing words. So you have to read the braita like this. En me'avirin et ashana mepene atum'ah. Oh. You don't me'aber the shana because of the factor of tum'ah. V'im ibruha me'uberit. All right, but the avad, you shouldn't do it. You did it, it counts. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ena me'uberit. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not me'uber, don't count. Because he must hold what? Tum'ah hutra. It's mutar. What are you me'aberting it for? We did it. You don't count. Ya'bur zero. Let them bring it betum'ah. Tum'ah utra b'sibur. And no problem. Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why he wrote a story. And what's the story? Hezkiah Melech. Perfect story now. The majority of the people were tum'ah. And what happened? He made a'bur. And then he regretted it. He said, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have made a'bur. Because really, you're not supposed to make an a'bur when the rov is Tameh. So that's incongruent with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So comes the Gemara and says, Iyache, according to this version over here. Right, that's why he made the Shuvah. V'shelo letzorek ebruah. He shouldn't have done it. But they didn't. That's the problem. They didn't rescind it. They did it. They didn't rescind it. They made it.
And it doesn't work.
So he says, it shouldn't have worked. It shouldn't have been chal. So Hizkiah made teshuvah for this. Hashem atov yichaper be'ad. So Rabbi Yehuda is good. Rabbi Yehuda holds tum'ah hutra besibur. Rabbi Yehuda says, mutar, no problem. Don't make any adjustments. And by the way, that was Hizkiah's problem. He was trying to make an adjustment. What do you make an adjustment for? It's mutar. Good. Now continue the braita. Rabbi Yache, if that's the case, Rabbi Shimon omer, im mipneha tum'ah mevruha me'uberet. Continue along. What does the Bishimon say in the Braita? Ah, if they did it because of Tum'ah concerns, so then the deen is what? Me'uberet. Hainu tarakama. That's exactly the first opinion. What's the first opinion? The first opinion is Me'abrin et shanab da Tum'ah.
En.
You know, Bi'im ebruha me'uberet. Tarakama. You don't make an adjustment. But what he holds, if you did it, it counts. Rabbi Shimon says the exact same thing then. Rabbi Shimon saying, Ve'im ebruah, me'uberet. So what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lechet Techila, Ika Benayu. Nafka Meretin, those she taught is, Lechet Techila Rashi, the Tanakama kamat in me'avrim Lechet Techila. If you have Tum'ah, don't do it, Lechet Techila. Ul Rabbi Shimon, me'aberim Lechet Techila. You even do it like a ta'ida. Now, but that's strange because the Bishamon's language was im mipnea tuma ibruha. It sounds like it's only bidi avad. Now you tell me the Bishamon, you can even do it like a ta'ida. So that she says, the aidi diktani. The Rashi like a ta'ida. The aidi dika amar. Rabbi Yehuda ena me'uberet. Amar iu me'uberet. Vu adin like a ta'ida. He was just reacting to the way Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ena me'uberet." Im ebruha, ena me'uberet. So he said, "No, im ebruha, yeh me'uberet." But you know what? You can even do it. He was only reacting the way Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, "If you did it, but the avad doesn't count." He came on the mission and said, "Hey, if you did it, it does count." And not only that, you can do the ketayla. So that's the machlokes in Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. You have three shittot. The first shita says, "En me'avrim." Huh? Tarakama, and me'abrim. Ve'im ebruha, me'uberet. Okay, but the abad, he did it. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, Na'as v'shalom. Im ebruha, ena me'uberet. Tumah utra besibur. And the Bishamon says, Lechet techila, me'abrim. Lechet techila, you make the, because he must hold, Tumah is dehuya. And since Tumah is dehuya, so if you have a chance to make ibur. Why would you want to bring the Qurban? Betumah. Tayyikamaz holds the Tahila, Tuma, who traves Sibur with the Abad. Tuma, who traves with the Abad. The third Chita. You have to say, Tuma, who traves the Abad. Tanya Name Achim, we have a Braita. In me abrin it a shana, me pene, Tuma, lechet Tahila. Oh, clearly. Tarakama, you cannot do it, lechet Tahila. Bishamon Omer. Me'abrin. Clearly, you could do it. Lechet Techila. Oh, so if you could do it, Lechet Techila, what was Hizkiah's problem? What was his problem? He was allowed to do it according to Rabbi Shimon. He was allowed to do it Lechet Techila. He did it the wrong time. He did it late. He didn't make the Ibur until Nisan came. Once Nisan comes, too late. Now the Gemara is going to explain that. What do you mean? He doesn't know that. Once the Nisan comes, you cannot start making a new Ibur. Amar Mor, She'en me'abirin ila Adar. V'hu Ibir Nisan b'Nisan. V'let le'en l'chizkiyah. Hodesh hazeh lachem. Zeh Nisan. V'en achar Nisan. Exactly. The Pasuk says, Hodesh hazeh lachem rosh hodashim. Once you sanctify Hodesh hazeh, there's no month after that. You cannot make a last year after you announce the new year. After you announce the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is Nisan, which is a new month, you can't go backwards. It's Pashut. What was Hizkiyah thinking? Why doesn't know that it's Dirashah, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Ve'en Achan Nisan, there's nothing after Nisan? Ta'a B'di Shmuel. He made a mistake when he came to Shmuel's law. תאמר שמואל, אין מעברים את השנה ביום שלושים של אדר. You're not even allowed to make an עיבור on 30 אדר. Why? הועיל וראוי לקובעו ניסן. Because it's ראוי to become ניסן. Which means sometimes the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th of Adar. Sometimes no. Sometimes Adar has 30 days and Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day. Sometimes not like that. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh is 29 days Adar and the 30 days Adar. So the Chodesh is on the 30th of Adar. Since it's Ra'ui to be Nisan, you can't even make Adar on a Ra'ui of a Nisan. Oh, the Iyu Savar. And he held, no, Ra'ui is, we don't go with Ra'ui. So it wasn't like he made Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni in the middle of Nisan. That much he didn't do. It was a question. Yeah, it was the 30th Adar, you can go either way. Shmuel held, Ra'ui, you're not allowed to do it. And he held, he didn't hold the Ra'ui. At least like a Ta'ila. He didn't hold the Ra'ui. And then he realized he made a mistake, and therefore he made the Teshuvah. Look at Nashi. Yom Shoshim Shel Adar. אם לא ישבו עד הנה בעיבור שנה, oh, if they didn't sit till that point, לא יעברו העוד, don't do it on the 30, הועיד והיום לקבוע ניסן, אם היה אדר הסר, ואיהו, what did חזקיה think? מעיקרה סבר הועיד וראוי לא אמנינן, ועברה, so he did it. ובסוף הודע לשמואל, he said, I made a mistake, and therefore, please, you have to forgive me. Comes the Gemara and says, תעניין המאחה, אין מעבד השנה ביום שלושים של אדר. תועיל וראו לקבוע ניסן. כנראה, it's a gezera, they made the rabbis. Because since it's ראוי לקבוע בניסן, they're worried if you let them do it on the ראוי day, they'll do it on ניסן itself. So anything that's connected to ניסן, they don't want you to make a עיבור on that day. רבי שמעון בן יהודה אומר, משום רבי שמעון, new story. Yes, I didn't skip right. New story. Nothing to do with anything. You know what Hezekiah's issue was? He told all the Jewish people that were Tameh, Pesach Sheni this year. So you know, I'm out, and he regretted it. Now, what was the regretting? What? Why did he think Pesach Sheni? And why did he change his mind and say he needs Teshuvah? So the Gemara asks, Hechi Dameh. What is the case? Amar Rav Hashem, Kigon Shehayu Yisrael, Mechsa Temeim, Umechsa Tehorim. It was 50-50. Rashi says it really wasn't 50-50, because you need Rov. It was Rov Temeim, a little more. It was 51 Temeim, 49 Tehorim. Oh, but what was the issue over here? I'll tell you outside first. To make the Rov Tum'ah, you needed to include the woman. It's a big machloket, are ladies hayav in Korban Pesach or not? If you hold the hayav in Korban Pesach, you can count them in the ratio to bring you to Rov Tum'ah. But if you hold they're not hayav, so then they're not part of the equation. Then Mr. Ma Rov was Tehorim. So therefore, this is what happened. The Gemara is going to explain what happened, the scenario. The Nashim Mashlimot Le Tehorim. The reverse. The ladies were Tehorim. Okay? Watch the story of me. I'm going to tell you again. The ladies were Tehorim. The Odfot Alehem. And therefore, if you count the ladies, there'd be more Tahor than Tameh. Now let me talk to you outside. If there's more Tahor than Tameh, what do? The people that are Tahor, bring it on Pesach Rishon. And the people that are Tameh, bring it on Pesach. So that's what happened initially. Initially, Hezekiah said, we're going to count ladies over here. So counting the ladies, it tips the scales in the favor of Tahara. Therefore, let everybody bring Pesach Rishon, and the guys that were Tameh, they pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Meikara Sava Nashim Barishon Chova. He held initially the ladies are Hayav and Korban Pesach like the men. And therefore, the Avu Mi'utan Temeim, so therefore the minority were Temeim, Mi'utan, Mitchu the Pesach Sheni. And the law is when the minority is Tameh, you push them to Pesach Sheni. And what happened in the end? Why did he make Teshuvah? Vul Besof Sava Nashim Barishon Reshut. The ladies are really voluntary. So don't count the ladies at all. So therefore, Da'avu Lehu Timi'im Ruba. Therefore, really was majority Tameh. V'ruban lo mat'o le Pesach Sheni. You bring it on, Pesach Rishon. So therefore, that was his back and forth. Originally, he counted the ladies, and he said he really shouldn't count the ladies. Therefore, he pushed all these people who are Tameh to Pesach Sheni. He shouldn't have, because they were the Rov. Tum'a, according to this version, Hutra b'sibur. Hutra b'sibur, he should have been brought it in the first Pesach. One more, Gufa. Amar Shemuel, El me'adrin et ha'shana b'yom shiloshim shel Adar. You do not do it, you don't make the Ibur on the 30th of Adar. Hu'il v'ra'u l'kub on Nisan. Since it can become Nisan that day. Ibru Hamay. They did it. They made Ibur the day they turned it into an Ibur, they ate it a month. Now what's the problem? The problem is, once already it's the Uif in Nisan, we don't want you to put in Adar after a day that's the Uif for Nisan. Ibruha. They said that we're doing it. So now, what are you going to do now? So Yabra says Hadush. Amar Ula en Mekadeshim Etachodesh. The next month, don't say Mekudash Lechodesh Adar Sheni. Just let the month go without calling it a name. And then the month after that, you'll make Nisan. That means on the 30th, they decide we want to make a leap year. Ebruha. We're doing it. Now the next stage is have to say Mekudash Lechodesh Adar Sheni. Don't say those words. Don't say Mekudash. So what's the next month going to be? Somebody asks you, what month is it? Pedoni month. We don't know what month. We didn't make Mekudah. We didn't call it Adar Sheni. And now what happens? You make a long Adar, Adar Yishon, and then Pesach will be in Nisan. So we don't want you to make an Adar Sheni after it's going to be in Nisan. So don't call it anything. Just keep it going. Because Kitchumai. But let's say they did everything, these guys. They made Ibu, they called it Adar Sheni. Now what are you going to do? Amar Abba Batel Ibur. That's a high level. Now you did bad. Not only did you make the Ibur, but you called it Adar Sheni Mekudash, now we're going to nullify everything you did. Which in the last case, they didn't make Kaddish. You didn't make Kaddish shit, okay, go. Take a 30-day, call it nothing, call it anonymous. But now that you make Kaddish and said this is Adar Sheni, what you did is zero. Rav Nachman Amar, Me'ubar Mekudash. He says, no. You did it already, it's Me'ubar, and it has the Kiddush of Adar Sheni. Comes Gemara and says, Amar le Rabban Rav Nachman. Very important question. Rav Nachman, you hold that if they did it, it becomes an Adar Sheni. It counts. Now you always have to know, the biggest issue in leap years is that people are going to get confused. They're not going to know that it's a leap year. They're going to end up celebrating Pesach when they're supposed to, in the first month. And the next month they're going to be eating chametz, and really the next month is Pesach, and the first month was really nothing. So you're always concerned whenever you make these leap years to do it in a way where the people are not going to make a mistake when it comes to Pesach. So the Gemara is asking a question over here. Rav Nachman, you're allowing to let it go through even on the 30th of Adar. Right? So if they did it on the 30th of Adar, because it counts. Now the Gemara is asking a question on him. But really the question is going to be, Tosfot explains, not only on him. How are you allowed to make an Ibur from Purim? From once Purim comes, the Chaura, the rule should be no more leap years. Why? Because what happens on Purim day? We're going to see now. Purim day is 30 days before Pesach. On Purim day, the rabbi starts to teach Ilchot Pesach. So once the people hear Ilchot Pesach, they know, oh, the rabbi started Ilchot Pesach, 30 days from now, the first night of the Seder, no Hametz. So if you're going to make any leap years in that section over there, you're going to fool the people because they're going to think it's Pesach. It's really not Pesach. So the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rav Nachman, why are you allowing day 30? But Tosfot says it's really, why are you allowing from 15 to 30 to make a leap year? So Gemara says, Mechdi, let's analyze. Mepuria lepisha, from Purim to Pesach, how many days? Taltin yomin, avu. Umepuria darshina melchota Pesach. And from Purim already, we talk Hilchot Pesach. How do you know you took Pesach from Purim? Netanya Shoalim Bilchot Pesach Kodem La Pesach Shiloshim Yom. You already took Pesach 30 days before. Rashbag Omer Shtei Shabbatot. Oh, Rashbag held 2 weeks before. But we're going according to Pesach, it's 30 days. V'chi Mater Eshyarcha. What's going to end up happening? When Rosh Chodesh is going to come, Merahakin Le. They're going to Menachakin, how does she explain those words? Menachakin le? They're going to push it away, which means the rabbi is going to come along and say, leap year. The people are going to think that it is indeed Pesach, atel zilzule b'chametz. The people are going to come eating chametz on the following month. So how could you do such a thing? Gemara says, Amar le, meda yedi'i teshata ma'abirta b'chushbena talya milta. People are not silly. Don't make the people so naive. Just because they heard Hilchot Pesach and Purim, that's it, Pesach. They know that it's calculations. It's not such a simple thing to make a leap year. And therefore, Amri, the people will say, Choshbenau delo salik leul rabbanan ad hashda. The people, when they hear Hilchot Pesach and Purim, they're not going to just close their minds and say, oh, it's automatically Pesach. Which means what? And if somebody's going to, the Gemara's question was like this. They're going to be so blinded by Hilchot Pesach, that if somebody comes and says, it's a leap year, they're going to say, no, impossible. No way. We heard the Hilchot Pesach already. That's how far they're going to go, the Gemara's thinking. Even if you're going to tell them, hey, Rabotai, they made a leap year, the rabbis. No, 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 you heard wrong, impossible. Already the rabbi got up and said Hilchot Pesach, what are you talking about? So therefore, the Gemara wants to say from the 15th of Adar until...
Up until
you shouldn't be able to make leap years. The Gemara says, no, 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 don't make the people so naive. Just because they heard Hilchot Pesach, and if somebody's going to come to them and say the rabbis made a leap year, they'll believe the guy. Why? Because they'll say, listen, they know this is a complicated item. Could be the rabbis didn't figure it out until after. And therefore, we're not worried about a guy coming to eat chametz, because he's not going to believe the messenger that told him that they made a leap year. Because they know it's b'choshbenot talya milta. It's choshbenot. It's not such a simple thing. They'll say, that the rabbis were sitting in the meeting, and they just were able to figure out the calculation, and therefore, there's no problem to make the leap year, according to Rav Nachman, even up until the 30th, b'di'avad. According to him, even if he did it on the 30th, and you were sitting up, it's going to count. So that is the inyan of the leap year in Adar. So that's what Hizkiyah did. That Hizkiyah made a big avon. He did it on day 30. He didn't know the ra'ui law. But really, after he figured it out, therefore he said, Hashem atov yechaper b'av.